Good evening, Mr. Payne Charles. We're off tonight with this old house. That is, we're off if Buddy Cole and the boys are ready. They certainly look ready.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home, comfort, every thought was formed of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house has many doubts. Now she trembles in darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the same. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear, no pain, 'cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm a-getting ready to meet the same. He don't know I'm gonna leave, else he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit and howl and breathe. But my hunting days are over, ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gabriel brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm a-getting ready.
Now here's Buddy Cole's bite arrangement of a song called I'm a Fool to Care. Buddy slides under the Hammond organ for this one, folks. Shall we go, lads?
I'm a fool to care. Treat me this way. I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry. When you tell me goodbye, you left me so blue. When you were untrue, I'm a fool to care. I know I should lie. I'd ought to call it a day. But I know I would try if you went away. I'm a fool to care. Care for me, so why should I pretend I'll lose in the end? I'm a fool to care. If you went away. Why should I pretend I'm gonna lose in the end? I'm a fool to care. Such a fool to care.
I was up around Pebble Beach, up the Monterey Bay area, not long ago. Cut into San Francisco a couple of times. I ran across some news on the gastronomic scene that I thought was rather exciting. I learned that a Mr. Adolf Maher, who's a well-known San Francisco restaurateur, has gone and got himself a pufferhound. A pufferhound named Bobby. Seems that Mr. Maher of San Francisco has long been irked at the American truffle situation. Now, if you've never laid the lip over a truffle, let me explain what this naughty little delicacy is. The initiate, of course, I hope will bear with me. A truffle is a subterranean fungus. It's a small growth which burgeons underground at the roots of trees. Now, for centuries, the truffle has been highly esteemed as a supreme delicacy. Sliced, the truffle tops off patty de foie gras, the goose liver paste that has sent gourmets into ecstasy of song and verse. The French and the Italians use the truffle to garnish their specialties, but as yet, in the United States, no one has shown any great interest in digging up Native American truffles. No one except Adolf Maher, that is. In appearance, I would say the truffle resembles sort of a warty, burnt cork. Its flavor and consistency is not unlike a hard and flavorful kind of mushroom or artichoke heart, but for those who like them, they just cannot be compared with anything else. A truffle is a truffle is a truffle. I haven't read Alice B. Toklas's new cookbook all the way through, but I'll wager that she's gone into truffle pretty thoroughly. Well, Adolf Maher, to get back to the eighth truffle hunter of America, has long had the opinion that the truffles could be found in California. And as a result of this view, Adolf is engaged in long and heated arguments with his friends. So, to prove his point, Adolf imported a genuine Italian truffle hound from Alba, Italy. The dog, Bobby, is a sort of a short-haired spaniel-sized dog. Oh, and get this, to be a truffle hound, he must be fed the delicacy regularly, otherwise he's going to lose his ability to sniff it out. And at $12.50 a pound can, Bobby's dog food comes a little high. I don't know whether any other dog in the country runs up food bills like Bobby. And living high, like he does, I wouldn't be surprised if he isn't running a great risk of contracting gout or something like that. Anyhow, the way I understand it, as soon as the weather is right, Adolf and Bobby are going to head for the Sierra Hills and they're going to go truffle hunting. Well, I, for one, I certainly hope the indomitable pair make gastronomic history. I hope they just unearth tons of the edible fungus so that Bobby can live on domestic growth rather than this inferior can variety. I can see, though, what's likely to happen if Bobby fails. You know, in France, the truffle snuffling is done by pigs. Educated sort of a porker who uses his long snout and delicate sense of smell to unearth the rare root. And, of course, the moment they nuzzle up some truffles, these French pigs are tapped on their snouts before they can gobble up the luscious morsel. This is very frustrating, of course, to French pigs, and they all kind of become crazy, mixed up. Have to visit the guy. Tell me. Well, let's hope, however, that Adolf Maher's truffle hound does a good job, so that Adolf will not be forced to import a French pig with a long series of wines. And friends, to those of you who are tired of following your Geiger counters around, and those who are tired of waiting breathlessly for that loud ticking which means uranium, why don't you take your Geiger counter in on a truffle hound? Truffle snuffling should be great fun. It's outdoor work. The reward is rich. $12.50 a pound, I think the man said. So bon chance. Good luck to all you truffle snuffers. Caterers and chefs, even fry cooks from Maine to California, wait your finding. I think I better go out and see if I can uproot a little song right now.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me
all your love. Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad.
Vaccine proves successful, it may mean an end to fear of the disease that has been crippling millions of children. But it'll take money, lots of money, to inoculate the nation's children this spring so they may escape infantile paralysis. Every dime you give, every dollar you can spare, spurs the final moment of victory. Reach into your pocket, dig deep. Send as much as you can to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Let's make 1955 the showdown year in the fight against polio. America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.